1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. This is part three in our eight-part series, Women in Politics, with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby is a leader in one of the Republican discussion forums that they have there. She leads the women's group, and her husband, Steve, leads the men's group up there in Western Estates. And I guess you've been looking with great interest on the convention, Bobby.
Yes, we have, Phil. Steve and I have both enjoyed this Republican convention immensely, and we're very excited about it.
What do you think of the ticket?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful ticket. I think in George Bush you have a great man. His father was president, and other things that I think are good about him. Also Dick Cheney. Steve and I are looking forward to seeing George Bush tonight. I was a little bit disappointed, Phil, that the Republicans missed an opportunity last night.
What is that?
Well, I was disappointed to tap into the gay American voting bloc, I think, because Dick Cheney's daughter, Mary, is a gay, and they didn't use that. And I sort of looked at Steve and I said, that's interesting that they didn't make that choice, you know.
His daughter, his name is Mary?
Her name is Mary. She is a gay. I watch some of the convention. I basically what we do, Phil, is we take notes, we watch the convention, then we break off into our individual discussion groups.
Right.
Steve, as you mentioned, leads the men's voting bloc discussion group, and I lead the women. And the first thing we said was, where was Mary Cheney? And then somebody made a joke. I thought that we heard her. We all ran into the TV, and it was actually that rock wrestler person. And they said, was that Mary? And we said, no.
All right, you're making a little butch joke there, huh?
Well, you know, not at anyone's expense. But really, in the entire history, Phil, of the Republican Party, they have always gone up on the podium with their families. All the vice presidential nominees, all of the presidential nominees, have always gone up with their families. But at a moment when we could have dealt a death blow to the Democrats, Mary Cheney, who is a known gay, was sitting in the stands alone. And we could have used that moment. And I think that that's really disappointing.
All right. Well, are you in favor of using Mary Cheney because you want to see the family up there with Dick Cheney? Or were you if you wanted to have Mary Cheney up there because, hey, let's use her because she's gay?
Well, I think we all need to get together. See, the Republicans have a lot of the black votes, and they have a lot of the Mexican votes, and the Cuban, and so on. The Republicans have never been strong in getting people like that to vote for them, and we've never really needed them, to be honest with you, because, for instance, Jimmy Carter had most of the black vote, and we had all the white people, and we won anyway in 1980. So I never did understand why do we have to have blacks and all of this. But Steve, my husband, believes that it's really important. And I said, okay. So really what we want to do is say, come on, Republicans, let's not make the same mistakes during this campaign that we made at the convention. If you have gays that you know of, call a local Republican and have them transported to some of the campaign areas, because we really need to mobilize all the gays and have the gay mobilization so that there would be a...
You're saying that you never really needed the black vote. Why do you need the gay vote?
Well, my husband believes you have to have the gay vote so that they won't say that you're homophobic. And so that boy that was killed was in Wyoming. And Dick Cheney's from there. And we don't want anyone thinking that Mr. Cheney had anything to do with beating that gay person up and tying him to a fence. So we went...
Nobody thinks he had anything to do with that. And
well, it was Wyoming, and they can... A lot of people slop it over. They blur it in their mind. And
nobody's going to think Dick Cheney had anything to do with the murder of that poor kid. Okay?
But it was Wyoming. Is that right, Steve?
It was in Wyoming, Phil. And Dick Cheney's from Wyoming.
I know he's from Wyoming, and I know that that poor kid was killed in Wyoming. The two guys have, other than the fact that they both come from the same state, that thing that has nothing to do with Dick Cheney, okay?
We can't take a chance. We don't want anyone to think Dick Cheney hates gays.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. Steve and I both believe we don't want anyone to think Dick Cheney hates gays. And by not having his daughter up on the podium last night, there's a strong message that he does hate gays, and maybe he was somewhere around that bar when that kid was beaten up.
Wait a second. That's nuts.
Well, Phil, why didn't he have his daughter up on stage?
I don't know.
Every single vice presidential nominee and presidential nominee has it.
Yeah, we got that. Has always had their family up on the stage. I don't know. Maybe somebody in the party said, hey, it's not a good idea. I don't know. But I don't think it had anything whatsoever to do with Dick Cheney having something to do with killing Matthew Shepard, okay? Even though it was Wyoming.
Well, we need to mobilize all the gays. And George W. Bush understands. He brought out his nephew, who has Down syndrome, the Spanish one. And he has a...
Which nephew has Down syndrome?
The one that he brought, the Mexican, George P. Bush.
He has Down syndrome?
Yeah, Steve, doesn't he have Down?
He's got his eyebrow run together.
Steve says because his eyebrows run together and there's...
He doesn't have Down syndrome.
Well, he certainly...
Could have fooled us.
I thought that...
No, he doesn't have Down syndrome. That boy was very well spoken. He's a George P. Bush, right?
Yes, the one who's Cuban.
Is he Cuban or Mexican?
I don't know what he is. His mother is Hispanic, okay?
Yeah. He's got one eyebrow. I thought he had Down syndrome.
He doesn't have Down syndrome. Look, you guys have got to get it together here a little bit, man. I mean, I'm not a Republican, but I...
Well, that's just it, Phil. You're not a Republican, and so you don't understand what Republicans need and what they're up against.
No, but I just as a friend, okay, I got to tell you something. You're blowing it if you're saying the reason why Dick Cheney didn't have his gay daughter up in a podium last night is because he had something to do with Matthew Shepard's murder, okay? That's number one.
Then, all right. I didn't say that he did, Phil. I'm saying it gives the appearance.
He blew it, Phil. He gives the appearance of it.
He's not blowing it. Nobody thinks that. I don't know why I didn't have his daughter up there. Let me get out the phone number here because I want to talk to a lot more to you about a lot more things besides that, okay?
Phil, we're right here for you, and we don't mean to say that Dick Cheney had anything to do with killing Matthew Shepard. What we're saying is some people may get that idea. And
I don't know who they could possibly be that would get that idea. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on The Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, they lead a Republican discussion forums up in Western Estates. He leads a men's forum. She leads a women's forum. And basically, one of the questions they've been asking here right off the bat is, why didn't Dick Cheney have his gay daughter, Mary, up on the podium with him when he gave his speech? How do we know she's gay?
Well, Phil, all across gay America, let me just read. This is from Philadelphia Dispatch here on Salon.com. All across gay America Wednesday night, activists were playing an impromptu kind of parlor game, watching the Republican convention to see if vice presidential nominee Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter, Mary, would attend with her partner, a lesbian. Okay.
So there it was. What is Salon.com?
I think it's a gay activist site.
And is it?
Yeah, I think.
All right. So we know that she's gay then?
She's a gay. She's one of the gay, yeah. And so that's what we're trying to figure out, why they would blow a golden opportunity to be able to sway the gay vote. If people think Dick Cheney had anything to do with Matthew Shepard's murder, then...
I got to stop you right there. I don't want you to mention that at all, okay? I want you to stop with that right away.
What about free speech?
Who's that?
That's Steve. Steve, is it...
So would you have him get on the phone or get off of the phone?
He wants you to either get on or off the phone.
What about free speech?
You got free speech, but you don't have the right to draw these imbecilic conclusions. And
we're not drawing any conclusions. We're saying some people might think that. That's why he should have been up there with his gay daughter. What about Ron Reagan, Ron Jr.? I think he could help get out the gay vote.
And he's not gay. He has a family and he has a mother.
Well, what about Maureen?
I don't know about Maureen.
Well, she's very stocky, and she's very powerfully built. And
she looks like she might, you know, have a little car wash in her.
Yeah, Steve thinks he might have seen her working in a car wash. I don't know. But really, Phil...
Okay, here's what I'm going to suggest. Why didn't Dick Cheney have his daughter? Well, it's a matter of discussion. We can talk about that with the listeners here at 1-800-449-8686. No, he had nothing to do with Matthew Shepard's murder. Stop going down that road. I know they both come from Wyoming. Okay?
Well, all right, Phil.
I think you're missing the boat, Phil.
I may be missing the boat. I may be missing a scoop, but let's not do it. Number two, Ron Reagan Jr. isn't gay. Maureen Reagan, as far as I know, isn't either, just because she's stocky. Doesn't mean she's a lesbian. Now, finally, we need to get it off of this. Other than the fact that you're saying they're blowing it by not trotting out the gays.
I think everybody who knows a gay, Phil, or who has a gay friend, anyone who knows of any gay, should get them out onto the stump. And by stump, I mean get them out campaigning. I don't mean literally sitting them on a...
I know what you mean.
And have them get out, because that makes us look diverse. And when we look diverse, we can have gospel singing at our convention, and we had an Indian, and we can have everything the Democrats have. And the Democrats aren't the only ones that can have Indians at their convention.
Well, isn't that great?
I think it's nice, yes.
Good. Well, the Republicans get to have Indians at their convention, huh?
Phil, don't be a smartass.
I'm not being a smartass, Steve. I think your wife just said...
You know what we're talking about, right?
I know that you guys want to have diversity at your convention. Good for you. Okay? And the gay vote is very important to you. All right? I'm just saying Dick Cheney ain't got nothing to do with Matthew Shepard.
That's your opinion. Say it's your opinion.
No, I'm not going to say it's in my opinion.
Then you don't know.
No, I'm not going to say it's him. I'm going to say absolutely he had nothing to do with it. What do you think about that?
You leave yourself open for lawsuits.
You leave yourself open for a lawsuit.
Oh, come on. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Why wasn't Mary Cheney up on the podium last night? At the Republican National Convention, she is the gay, the lesbian daughter of vice presidential nominee Dick Cheney. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley from Western Estates and her husband Steve. They lead a Republican discussion forum, and they've been watching the convention, and they have been. You're taking notes, Bobby.
Yes, Phil. We're really looking at a lot of we think a real empowerment and reinvigoration of the party, and we're really having a good time with it.
And you're also asking questions about how the party is presenting itself. Now, let's get around to George Bush tonight at 7. He is going to be on screen. He's going to be on television, so for the whole country to see.
Well, Phil, I really wanted to get back to Mary Cheney.
And we're going to get back to this Mary Cheney thing.
But why are the Republicans not using the gay vote? Okay.
Well, maybe they don't think there's enough gays to vote them in. You said that you didn't need the gay vote.
No, but it makes us look diverse. That's what Americans want. They want a party where there's a lot of Indians and blacks. There's a diversity. Okay. This was something that we could have used. And,
well, you want to keep on that.
And what about Dick Cheney coming from Wyoming and Matthew Shepard?
Will you stop with that, please?
Don't talk to my wife like that, Phil.
Talk to your wife any way I want, man. Stop it.
You can't talk to her like that.
Phil, my husband says that you can't talk.
I heard what he said, that I can't talk to you that way. I'm talking to you that way. Salem on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Salem, hello.
Hello, this is Salem.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to respond, I guess, mm-hmm. to the couple that's on the air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're speaking to I am a very conservative Republican.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you that I'm not impressed with your views on using the gays, because I think what that mm-hmm. does is, I mean it with all respect. I don't mean to disrespect you. I don't know a lot about what you guys do, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that your approach is that you're going to just continue to segregate America by mm-hmm. black, mm-hmm. gay, whatever. And the fact is that we need Republicans, mm-hmm. human being Republicans, who agree with the issue
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
platform,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And not mm-hmm. just use them because they're gay. That makes us look like a shallow, you know, narrow-minded mm-hmm. party that everyone's trying to get away from.
But, you know, I just didn't understand. Do you think Dick Cheney didn't have her up there last night because of that Matthew Shepard thing?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. to be honest, I think it's...
Oh, man.
I think it's It's our responsibility to give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they don't get along as father and daughter for other reasons. Maybe she's too shy to come up on stage. There's a lot of reasons. And for us to just assume it's because she's gay.
Well, you know,
maybe she didn't, maybe she didn't feel comfortable.
Every single vice presidential nominee has had his family up there.
Well,
and
no, I understand that.
And, you know, Dick Cheney is the first one who didn't. Do you think that the mother and daughter don't get along? You think there's an edible thing?
None of our business.
Well, I don't know if there's
Do you think there was sexual?
Well, here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that there might have been sexual abuse, and they don't want it to come out.
You know what?
Wait a second. You're worried about what?
No. Well, why not? She's a lesbian. Okay. How do we know he didn't sexually abuse her, cause her to be that way, and they don't want it to come out?
If we want Bush to take the White House, we've got to stop talking like this.
Well, I'm just saying, how do we know that he's not, he doesn't have some hidden sexual twisted agenda?
I think you're really blowing it. If you're a Republican, you're blowing it.
I want the best for our party.
Well, then
and
hang
I am
up
a
the
loyal
phone.
Republican.
Yeah, hey, you want the best for your party? Hang up.
Hang up the phone. I'm
hang
sorry.
Up the phone. So, in other words, I can't have free speech of the Constitution.
You can, but you're screwing it up.
Well, can you... Hello? Oh, hung up, huh? And
she hung up because she didn't have any courage.
No, she didn't hang up because she didn't have any courage. Her car phone cut out. 1-800-449-8686. You're blowing it. You're blowing it.
How am I blowing it, Phil? Tell me this.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, I'll tell you. If you want Bush and Cheney to be elected and you start stirring this garbage, how do we know he didn't sexually abuse her? What is that? What is that about, okay?
Then why can't we get the gay vote? And the way we get those gays is put a gay up there. She's gay. They're gay. They vote for him because she's gay. And
boy, you must think gay people are real morons. Oh, geez, look at that. He's got a gay daughter. I think I'll vote for him.
No, Phil, you know what it is. Image is everything.
And I know image is everything, but you can't boil it down to those simplistic terms. And everybody's an individual, too. You know, I'm white, you're white. I don't know any black people. But if I did, I'm sure they don't all vote the same way.
Yeah, we don't know any blacks either. But do you think so, Steve?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, see? There you go. That's bright. Here's Port St. Lucie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
First off, I'd like to say the credibility of your caller there is a little bit odd because... She said that her husband saw Maureen Reagan working in a car wash, she thought.
He was making a joke. He was making a joke. He was making a joke. He was. I'm sorry you didn't get it.
That's okay. I got it.
Sir, I have great respect. Sir, I have great respect for former President Reagan, and I was trying to make a joke, and I apologize.
I understand. The face of the fact is what the Republican Party is putting out there at this convention is a compassionate conservatism. Mm-hmm. That's the key words there.
That's exactly
right. We don't need
to,
as a registered Republican, it has irritated me for years that we have leaned to the religious right for support.
Right.
When the fact is that the fiscal conservatism of the Republican Party on its own is enough to get us elected and the decentralization of the federal government.
What about the gay?
That is what Ford is, I mean, that's what
Ford
is trying to do.
Ford had a stroke.
You know what?
President Ford had a stroke.
I have friends that are gay.
I got to give you the word, President Ford had a stroke, sir, so he can't, I don't know what you're mentioning him for.
I said Ford by mistake. I meant Bush. The fact is
and he didn't have a stroke.
Some of my friends that are gay are Democrats and some of them are Republicans.
How is that for you?
How
is it for you?
Republican?
No. How is it for you?
Democrats because they're gay. How is it? Republicans are Democrats because of
no. I just want to know how it is for you to have gay friends. How is that?
It doesn't matter. We
are
don't talk about it.
Are you straight?
I am straight, but that
do you have them over? Well, for instance, do you have them over for pool parties? What I'm asking is, how do we integrate them into our party? Do you have pool parties?
I can tell you if you listen and truthfully listen.
Do you have pool parties? Do you have billiard tournaments?
The same way that Colin Powell is a Republican.
Well,
the Democratic Party is supposed to be the black party.
Wait a minute, he's black. He's black.
But he's a Republican, isn't he?
Check that, will you, Steve?
I'm going to check that.
But how can he be a Republican? So how can a gay be a Republican? I'll tell you how, because if a gay believes in fiscal responsibility...
Do you remember...
If a gay believes in
Do you know the Mickey Mouse Club?
Let's say, which I don't think should be on our platform either. What's that? I'm sorry.
G-A-Y-V-O-T-E. Gay
vote. You know what we don't need in the Republican Party?
Okay, you know what? a clown like that.
No. I had a very good point.
All right, I understand, sir. Hold the line. 1-800-449.
What? I don't.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
I don't care.
Okay, Bobby and Steve?
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, we're back on the air. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. And the two of them are talking about Dick Cheney's nomination speech last night. On the podium, absent was his lesbian daughter, Mary. And you guys want to know why?
I just think, Phil, it was a big mistake.
Okay, now, what if she didn't want to be up there? What if, for whatever reason...
Well, we have to get to the bottom of that. And I'll tell you something.
And she's not up there not because her father molested her. I'm saying, what if she wasn't up there because she didn't want to be? She's shy or something like that.
Well, Phil, I would say this. A daughter does what her father tells her to do. And if Dick Cheney cannot even control his own family and can't get that girl, we might have made a horrible mistake with this vice presidential nominee. He could have had something to do with Matthew Shepard's murder. He might have molested his daughter, and maybe he doesn't know how to say no to her when she wants the car. So that
boy, are you going way, way out there with some of these conclusions.
Phil, I tell you, if you thought about it...
No, Steve, I'm thinking about it, and you guys are not coming down with any concrete evidence. Molested his daughter, and...
Then why wasn't she up there? There is no answer. She's a lesbian, and I think we have to have answers to why.
Why she's a lesbian all of a sudden? Is that...
No, why she wasn't at the podium. You know, Phil, all we're asking Dick Cheney to do is to trot her out for the campaign, and he can stuff her right back into the closet when he's done with her. We are not talking about some Walton family reunion. We're not talking about Eight is Enough, and we're not talking about something cozy like Full House. I'm saying, simply, Dick, pull it out.
Dick, pull it out. That's really good.
No, get your daughter out on the on the campaign trail, and when the campaign is over, you can cram her right back into the closet along with the shoehorns and the deer rifle. But for now, we need her.
I don't know. I think it's just using family member.
Well, you asked my opinion.
All right, here is Omaha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there. How
yes,
are
ma'am.
You?
Hi, good.
Hey, uh-huh. Say through the whole time like you know, the last
lady. I happen to be here for you. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm acknowledging your comments.
Please do listen.
Mm-hmm.
I am a very conservative Republican. And I've got to tell you that I think that if Mr. Cheney didn't want his daughter to be seen, he would have asked her to stay home and maybe have the cramps or something. I think that, you know, it's give it time for this man to show how much integrity he has. Don't think he was hiding her, or she wouldn't have been there at all. Otherwise, it would be begging the question as why wasn't she up there?
We could have used her. We could have used the party could use her.
If
he's embarrassed about his gay daughter.
No. She wouldn't have been there.
We don't
she
have
been
to
at
hear
home.
About it. Mm-hmm.
She would have been at home with a stomach flu.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to be there. My point, though, is this is my first time listening to this show.
How do we know that she didn't molest her? And then,
will you stop with that, please? Okay.
This is the first time listening.
Unfreaking believable, man.
Well, why won't he let that girl up there?
Let me please listen like you promised.
That's the thing I didn't want
to
do.
This is my first time listening to this show, and I felt like I was listening to one of those shows where the aliens landed or something. Please honor the integrity of yourself.
You know
first
something?
Of all.
I happen to be a loyal American. I really resent what you just
crazy
said.
Crazy allegations. I mean, literally, maybe there were aliens landed and wasn't really his daughter there
I really
at all.
Resent
I mean,
that.
Come on.
I really resent that. I'm a mother and I'm a Republican.
What you're saying about this man?
I don't blame this lady for presenting. You know, you're trying to tie him into Matthew Shepard's murder. You're trying.
Phil, what
hey,
I'm
well,
saying.
You know,
do
on.
You know that the Republican Party has had a hard time wooing the votes of minority voters, and why?
What if his straight daughter would have said she wasn't going to go up there? What if his straight daughter would have set out?
Well, then
I would have asked.
And
I'm not. I'm a mother of three.
Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of three.
If I was gay, I'd be very insulted that you're saying because she's gay, she better have her butt up there, and then she could go back to the closet.
No.
What kind of party do you think we're having here? This man needs to stick to his beliefs. apparently he's a loving father who had a shot in the audience, and maybe she just simply didn't want to go up.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If he's any kind of a father who has any kind of control over his family...
A good father doesn't control his family.
You know something?
I
really...
His country.
That scares me. That scares me. If you go down to that daughter and say, young lady, you get up on this podium...
You get your butt up there and tell everybody you're a lesbian and be proud.
Yes, be proud.
So,
what is wrong? Oh, I see. So all of a sudden it's terrible to ask a daughter to be proud of herself. Well, what country
maybe
do I live in now?
Maybe she's proud of herself. Maybe she's stage fright. Maybe she has a bad migraine.
And maybe Dick Cheney molested her when she was four.
Come on! I'm going to throw you off the air if you say that one more time.
Why are you trying to smear Dick Cheney? That's exactly what this is all about. You made such horrid allegations against him. It's amazing that you can call yourself a Republican. Are you sure we've got the right people on the phone? You're not giving this man a chance. Why don't you listen to his speech, listen to his beliefs, and maybe somebody will say why his daughter wasn't there, why she wasn't at the podium. But I'm telling you, if I wanted to hide something, it would have been in the closet at my house. I wouldn't have set it out on the chair and said, isn't this pretty? Everybody look at it and don't ask questions.
Well, that's very well said, ma'am.
All right, I want to respond
have
to that, Phil.
Have a good evening.
No, wait a minute. Are you running away now?
No, I don't run. If I had run, I wouldn't have picked up my phone.
If George Bush can have his son with Down syndrome on television...
He doesn't have Down syndrome. Do you know that's one of the top People's Magazine's top eligible bachelors in the country, in like the top 100?
Wait a minute.
Study a little bit more before you start saying things. Now we're talking about someone's handicap?
No, wait a minute. I think it shows a great thing, Phil, about this country that a kid with Down syndrome can be an eligible bachelor.
He doesn't have...
You need to be more intellectual
before
you say that you represent anything. You better start learning instead of hoping that you're at the right webpage that says someone's even a lesbian.
Excuse me, let me ask you a question. Did you see that boy on TV last night?
I saw the man on TV. I saw an interview with him that CNN had.
Did you see the singular eyebrow and the way the eyes were?
Thank God a lot of women go to the beautician to get that waxed. Otherwise, we'd all be Down syndrome.
Well, you know something?
I think this lady said it very, very well.
Well, I don't, Phil. And I'm very insulted.
And I love men dearly.
You what?
I'm a little stocky, but I love men dearly. I also play a mean game of softball, but I'd never think twice about being with a woman.
You have sex with men?
Excuse me?
You have sex with a man?
I am married very happily for 18 years.
Well, wait a minute. Now you've opened up another can of worms. How can you be stocky and enjoy men?
Oh, will you stop it?
And enjoy men?
You enjoy men, and yet you say you're stocky.
I am stocky, and I enjoy men.
Well, I don't get that.
You know what, God?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
All right, we got
to
get going. I thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You know what? Why don't you just go back into the hole you came out of?
Look at ladies. She just hung up on you.
You know, Phil, our country faces a crisis.
And we need all the intelligent people that we can get, not you and Steve coming on here and saying, gee, Dick Cheney's daughter wasn't up on the podium with him. He must have molested her when she was four. That's why she's a lesbian. And
listen to you.
Well, you were saying it. You were coming out and saying all this stuff. West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm a very liberal Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a Democratic voter my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be more politically opposed to Dick Cheney than any other politician. Dick Cheney was an oil company executive when what's the guy's name that was killed in Wyoming?
Matthew Shepard.
He was living in Texas. He wasn't living in Wyoming. And there is not one scintilla of evidence. Excuse me?
That's fine. But no one will say that. You're the first person to say that.
I'm saying that. He was an oil company executive living in the private sector, living in Dallas, Texas. He was nowhere near Wyoming when this young man was killed. And with all the examination of his public record as a congressman, as a secretary of defense, back in the 70s when he was President Ford's chief of staff, scintilla of evidence that he did anything inappropriate to his daughter or anybody else in his family.
What about her being all gay?
And this is coming from a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
What about her being all gay?
That's a life choice she made. It's
got
nothing to do with a father.
She don't make a life choice.
That's a life choice. That's
I thought it was something
she
you were
made.
Born. I thought you were born with it.
And her parents
what
are
were you
dealing
born
with it as a private family issue as they choose.
None of your business
how they deal with it.
Well, what were you born as?
I'm a heterosexual. I've been married for 22 years.
Prove it.
All right, that's it. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Prove it. Hey, Steve, why did you put Bobby together with this guy? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. That's Steve and Bobby Dooley. They lead local Republican discussion forums out in Western Estates. And that was their little take on last night's Dick Cheney nomination speech. The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Yes, we're here in Convention Central. I've got it all turned up too loud. You can hear it in the background. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, that Greenberg guy. Is that his name? Greenwald Greenberg? And they got Bernie Shaw. They know him well enough now to call him Bernie. And they got Judy Woodruff. She's great. And they're all there at the convention. And these Republicans are rocking out. You know, they're with it. They're now. They're kind of now. They're kind of wow. And up there on the podium was some woman in a red dress, and she was kind of bumping and grinding to the beat of, what are they playing there, John Cougar Mellencamp?
Tend to be the largest delegations, therefore throw the largest parties when they're trying to have one in the aisles to the beach ball.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. They're playing Stevie Wonder. They're playing Stevie Wonder. You see, what's beautiful about this convention, the Republicans up until this point, did they ever play any music like that? It was generally Okie from Muskogee. They were more of a country crowd, weren't they? Seriously. Now, come on. See, it was generally more of a... Could I have some coffee with that that caffeine, Melissa? Thanks. It was generally... Do you remember when they had Lee Greenwood? You know that toll... I'm proud to be an American kind of thing. That was what they were doing for a long time. And then they changed the tack because 92 and 96, the Democrats always had that whole gospel thing down much better. Reagan tried to use, Born in the USA, and Springsteen vomited blood when he found out about it. What does that tell you? Reagan tried to use Born in the USA. That was the first time that any Republican convention tried to contemporize or modernize the feel and the ambiance of their convention. So they thought they'd go out on a limb and take like the number one album of the year at that time, which was Born in the USA, and use it. And when they tried to, Springsteen almost assassinated Reagan. He was going to drive to wherever the hell they were having it and just try to finish off what Hinckley started. Now, am I going to get the Secret Service on me for making those comments? No, because I make them in jest in a satirical vein, only to point up that Born in the USA, you ain't going to be hearing that anytime soon at a Republican convention. Now, tonight, they got Stevie Wonder signed, sealed, and delivered. They must have Stevie bound, gagged, and thrown in a closet for him to let that thing happen. Stevie Wonder bound, gagged, and in a closet. Because he's rocking out. They're doing it, baby, here at this Republican convention. And, man... it must be something else to be a publican. And who's Marvin Bush? They got him coming up tonight on the Larry King thing. Now, they got Doro Bush, and I don't know if some of the other, the Hispanic ones. Then you notice, boy, they can't push those people out too quick. See, that's the whole thing. There's a very good question about Cheney's daughter, because she wasn't on the podium. But, man, if you're Mexican, you're black, you're anything like that, they've got a guy sitting in a booth, and I swear to God, because I just saw it. If you're watching CNN, you can see it. They got a guy in a booth. There's a black one now. There's a black one. Zoom in. I want to see the pores in her nose. As soon as there was one... heavy-set black woman, looked like Melba Moore or something, looked like Ma Rainey, and she has on a cowboy hat, and man, she is juking and just doing it to sign, seal, and deliver. Man, they panned in on her and held that shot for weeks. They're going to follow her home after this convention's over with, well, we lost the election, but let's get back to that black chick. And what they got a real nice melding of culture. They got a black woman in a cowboy hat. They got kind of, Morning in America Reagan, signed, sealed, and delivered new George Bush. Hell, I'm just a hick, but I speak Spanish, and they're out there in the ranch house. I speak Spanish because I, Daddy doesn't know this, but I used to go out to the ranch house, and I get to know the cooks. I'm kidding around. I hope the guy wins. You want to know? I hope he wins. I'm a Democrat, but I really hope he wins because I'm bored with Clinton and Gore, too. They never did anything that bothered me. I think the country's doing great. But let's just have something. I'd like to see these cats get in there so we can start taking a few pot shots at them. So we can see what they got under their fingernails. Won't that thing? I think it's going to be a gas. Because you know they ain't going to screw things up any worse than Clinton could. And Clinton didn't screw things up any worse than Bush. What you don't want are these cats to screw stuff up. The last guy to really butcher stuff six ways to sunset was Nixon. No, well, I take that back. It was Carter. Nixon and then Carter. Boy, what a 1-2 punch that was. But since then, everybody's pretty much had it locked down pretty good. So bring these guys in. If they don't screw anything up, I want to see what stinky, rotten, foul, fetid, corrosive, stench-ridden, diarrhea-ridden underwear they find in this guy's hamper. That cocaine thing, big wow, because all of these cats do it. So what, right? But if you get a guy snorting cocaine and taking his underwear off in a bar, like running out of an Applebee's with his underwear on his head, now you got something. Forget about whether the guy smoked any weeds. Forget about whether the guy smoked the spleef. So, you know, I don't care whether the guy's dropping acid, but if he dropped acid and ran out of a TGIY with some chick's underwear draped over his face, like he's running out of the place at 3 in the morning. Why do I... See, that happened up in Ventura, by the way, when I was on the air up there at KVEN. There was a big news story one morning when I walked in. Yeah, some guy ran out of an Applebee's with underwear taped over his head. And, oh, boy, they got the police. They've chalked it off and everything. Chalked off what? So that's what you got to find, you know? And it's going to be a beautiful moment because now that's what everything is about. That's where... We don't even have a news media. We have no news... You're aware that we have no news media. You want to know why there's no news media? Because there's more and more guys like me. Infotainment. I don't do any information, but that doesn't stop people from trying desperately to turn a show like the one that I do into a news talk show. Isn't that what you do? You do a news talk show. Got a call from a guy from Philadelphia, just called, you know, during the break. He says, I was hoping to hear the Philly game, but I thought I'd tune in the news talk, and what's this crap? Hey, Jim, those days are over. You want news? You're going to have to go back down to a newsstand and buy a freaking newspaper because you ain't getting it from television and you ain't going to get it from radio. And you want to know something? We don't care. So these guys, I can't figure out whether they're covering it or whether they're hosting it, CNN. What are they? Are they covering it? Taylor, I think you need to go to a doctor. I don't think you know what you're talking about. They had covering Jack, huh?
A lot of the stations are covering it, too.
Well, when you say covering it, it looks to me like they're hosting it because they're going to have Larry King is going to have Marvin Bush. Who is Marvin Bush? Is that the guy that they had chained to a bed in the attic? All right, Marvin, come on. Larry King. Yes, you're going to be on Larry King. Jesus. He wanted the whole family. What do you want me to do? Well, we can't have him go up there. Come on, Marvin, just sit down.
Yay!
Marvin Bush. I can only think of Marvin the Martian when I hear that's the only guy I can think of, that little dude with the ray gun. Who's Marvin? Is he in the is he what? Is he six? Is he like Giuliani's kid, just that fat little kid jumping around up on a podium? Who is he? Well, you're the producer. Produce. Go to a website. Talk to one of your friends in a chat room. Talk to Marvin in a chat room. I bet you've run into him in a chat room and you didn't even know it. Speaking of running out of the head with underwear on your head, how is Marvin? What's that? We're finding out now that Marvin Bush went by the screen name of what? So anyway, that's the way it's going to be. And nobody's covering this thing. So you don't get no news, and that's the way it's got to be. Sorry, you're going to have to start reading newspapers again or listen to shortwave because we're in the infotainment business. Have you not heard? Well, you better get it straight because that's what we do. And I'm not interested in delivering any truth here. I'm just interested in twisting your reality and then making you make sense of it later on. I'm interested in destroying every possible preconception that you have, destroying every tether to reality that you've got, and then leaving you out there to rot. And I hope you can make your way back to shore. I'm Phil Hendry. Cue the music. 1-800-449-8686. But seriously, folks, it's so great being with you.